This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of a mixed up, crazy world, but you know, you're with us. Of course, don't forget newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and of course, NCS51.com. Both of those will get you there and all the information you need about New California State. Shocking, shocking good stuff going on. Anyway, so we got a lot of stuff to cover here in this last hour of Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, make sure you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And we will be opening the lines like right now, actually, if you want to call in. And the telephone number here is 215-867-8255. You can call in and get your act together here. We'll be answering your phone calls like right now. Yeah, and boy, I'll tell you, that this thing opened up right away. 1, 2, 3, yeah. We got the lines are open. They're ready to go. Shocking, shocking, I know. It's just a shocking fact of life. Anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with the governor. Shocking again, the governor of California, and not necessarily the governor of New California, but the governor of California, right? The governor of California. Yeah, that guy. That guy. All the things that he's got going on. Anyway, you can call in. We are definitely ready to rock and roll for you here on Agenda 21 Radio if you want to call in. That number again is 215-867-8255, and we will shock you, we will rock you, we'll do all the things we're supposed to do. It's a Friday, by the way. It's Good Friday. It's Good Friday, and we're going to have a great Easter, And I know all of you are going to go to your various Easter celebrations and kind of ignore what is happening with your illegal, unconstitutional fellows out there, right? Want to get rid of those people. You know, this is now the time to basically line up who in your area that's acting rather dictatorial, right? And get rid of them in the next election. Or, you know, do something now to get rid of them. These unelected officials and bureaucrats, which are so difficult to get rid of, right? Well, you know, there's ways that you can do that, but it's very difficult, especially as you have a state bureaucracy, like here in California, which, you know, we live in a dictatorship here. It's communism, clearly communism. And no one's arguing that. By the way, where are the political parties in California? They're gone. I think the Libertarian Party in California, when you take a look at the pastiche of parties, there's no convention for the Republican Party this go around. And you know, it's a presidential year, but the Republicans aren't having a convention. Oh no, they blame it on the coronavirus. And of course, that dog does not hunt, because they could have this pushed back into August and they could do it. But here's the problem with the California Republican Party. They've got no dinero. They've got no money. Absolutely no money at all. So that's a problem. No dinero. All right, then next question. Well, I mean, why not try to do something, right? And it's, to me, it's kind of like easily done. But anyway, the Democrats aren't having really any kind of convention either in California. So what's that tell you about the health of the political party system in California? What does that tell you about the health of the U.S. Constitution, which says that the state has to guarantee a Republican form of government? Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. That's what it says. And right now, the state of California is not guaranteeing that to anybody. They've purposely destroyed the two-party system. And, you know, there you have it. Now you've got a monoparty system, a unicameral. It's because you don't have the Reynolds versus Sims took away representation. Right? That was a 1964 court case, which meant that state senators lost their jurisdictional rights over the counties, and they basically were divided up by population. So they became nothing more than, you know, co-members of the House of Representatives in California's assembly, state assembly. So now, instead of having 80 assembly members and 20 senators, effectively what Reynolds versus Sims did, it gave you 120 assembly members. That's how it works. So regions, rural areas, never got represented, nor did the minority of people. See, one of the reasons why they did that for the senators to be in county region, even if they're rural, it's kind of like the same thing for what they're doing in for states. You know, Montana has two senators. California has two senators. Well, under that theory, we'd probably get both senators from Montana, because they don't have that many people, right? We got more people, so California should have more. In fact, they're floating that around to destroy and take away senators from other heavily populated, lightly populated areas and states, and give them to the more heavily, densely urbanized states, such as California, 40 million people. Let's say, I don't know how many people live in North Dakota, not that many, let's say 5 million. Well, you see what they'll do is take away one senator and give it to California. In fact, the formula that came out of Columbia University last year was 12 senators could be in California. Everybody else gets at least one in the smaller states. They just take them away, 11, they take 10 of them away from other states. 10 states would lose one of their senators. Well, that means there's lack of representation for the minority. Right now, every state has equal representation for the majority and the minority in the Senate. That gives us a bicameral legislature. That's the whole idea. See, minorities need representation on an equal footing and an equal basis with majorities. That's power sharing. That's what bicameralism is. That's the miracle of government that was made by the founding fathers. The first time in history to create bicameralism was done by the founding fathers. And this is it. So Reynolds versus Sims was taken away by the, took away that senatorial representation of rural areas. That's part of the problem. And, of course, now we have this bigger problem is the representation is a major problem. It's a major problem. And a major problem in a lot of different places. And, of course, this is what we're getting at right now is this whole notion, this whole idea that representation is not to be given. Really. It should be. There's no question about it. It should be. But, you know, they don't want to do that. And I'm really, well, this is what we want to do for New California is to absolutely do that. But, you know, so we have all these people that are all bunched up in the legislature, and the rural areas have nothing in terms of representation. We come back, we're going to talk about that dilemma, why we have a unicameral system in California and more. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the consequences of when you don't provide a Republican form of government And California is a classic example. We don't have a Republican Party. We don't have a Democratic Party because they are not having their conventions. They're not being effective at all. They're just worthless. I know they're doing some electronic phone calling. So it's not a convention, though, and they're not going to be doing the delegate thing. So, you know, what value are they, right? There's no value in them in California. And again, this has been all by design. It started with Reynolds versus Sims. And then these crazy laws that came about for redistricting. And then the top two. And of course, ultimately, one party was being eliminated while another one was being strengthened. That was the Republican Party being eliminated. And of course, there was a lot of sabotaging going on back and forth. Well, ultimately, you know, my point is this, is that if you want to be a dictator, you don't want a two-party system. That's the reason why the founding fathers put that clause in there, Article 4, Section 4, that the federal government must provide a Republican form of government, which is representative government, not a democracy. Right now you have mob rule because everybody's saying the same thing. There's no division of parties. There's no difference of political thought. It's all being totalitarian run. This is exactly what they want to do. So, what does that lead to? It breaks down to the federal government. It breaks down the union of states. It makes it so a governor feels empowered to say, California Governor Newsom continues to describe California as a nation state in interviews. Because he feels he's a nation. He answers to nobody. He's got a monoparty system. It's unicameralism, and it's his party. Anything he wants, he gets. They want a law today, they can get a law today. They can introduce it today, and they can have it come out, and he signs it at the end of the day. There you go. We got a law. There's no representation going on here. And it started, of course, with Reynolds versus Sims by taking representation away from the minority of people in the rural areas. You see, the whole idea of bicameralism was to give representation to a minority of people. That's why two senators for every state. And senators are embodied in the Senate with equal power to that of the Assembly or the House of Representatives. It's called bicameralism. So now we have Gavin Newsom stepping up to the plate. In several recent interviews, Governor Gavin Newsom continues to describe California as a nation state. This is a typical tactic of the left when there is a successful Republican in charge. Now, I would dispute that. This is what they're saying in the article. This is the same state that declared itself a sanctuary state for illegal aliens not long ago. Said this is Al Demeris. Interesting. Hashtag California Governor Newsom. California is a nation state. This is from his one of his tweets from this Dr. Ali. Okay. Let's see if we got it.
California is a nation state. California is a nation state. California is a nation state.
Yeah, there you go. CBS interview coming up. We're going to get this one going. CBS interview coming up. Oh, here we go. All right. Let's do this one now. If they play.
Do you believe that you have advantages in California with some of the connections, Silicon Valley, other places that give California advantages that other states might not have?
There's no doubt about that. This is a nation state. It's the world's fifth largest economy, 40 million Californians strong. We're the birthplace of biotech, bioinnovation. Let me give you a specific example. We received about 170 ventilators from the federal cash, from the federal stockpile. They weren't working. Rather than complaining about it, rather than pointing fingers, sending them back, we sent them up to Silicon Valley, and we had a clean energy company completely refurbish them, send them back within 72 hours back to L.A. County. That's the spirit of California.
Nation state. Anyway, this is from the liberal hack Francis Wilkinson at Bloomberg. And of course, there's another thing on MSNBC. I think we actually played that. California this week declared itself independent from the federal government, feeble efforts to fight COVID-19 and perhaps from a bit more. The consequences for the fight against the pandemic are almost certainly positive. The implications for the brewing civil war between Trumpism and America's budding 21st century majority, embodied by California's multiracial liberal electorate, are less clear. Speaking on MSNBC, Governor Gavin Newsom said that he would use the bulk purchasing power of California as a nation state to acquire the hospital supplies that the federal government has failed to provide. If all goes according to plan, Newsom said California might even export some of those supplies to states that need in. Nation state export. What are we saying there? We're saying that we're a nation state, right? That's Governor Newsom on nation state-ism. And of course, that article is an article that we actually have that came out of Bloomberg, which is a little bit distressing, actually. A little bit distressing about the whole attitude of Governor Newsom. And, of course, we said this, too. Our article lead-in for this, the Bloomberg article, was Governor Newsom, or Gavin Newsom, declares California nation state. That's what we said. Says it again. I think I've got the video here. We play it. We can play this again. Maybe not. I don't think I did. Okay. But this is from Bloomberg, and this is some of the stuff that he says here. Francis Wilkinson writes in editorials on politicos and on politics and U.S. domestic policy for Bloomberg. He was executive editor of the week. Anyway, he goes on and says, California this week declared itself independent from the federal government's feeble efforts of COVID-19. Speaking on MSNBC, he said that he would use the bulk purchasing power as a nation state to acquire hospital supplies. Newsom is accomplishing a few things here. This is what they say in the article. With what can only be a deliberate lack of subtlety. First and foremost, he is trying to relieve the shortage of personal protective equipment. Okay, now, there's no shortage for him because, first of all, there's no crisis for him. Let's be very clear. There is no COVID crisis in California. This is not a big disease here. In fact, it's slight. There's no need for this equipment. A crisis the White House has proved incapable of remedying. And details are a little fuzzy, but Newsom, according to news reports, has organized multiple suppliers to deliver roughly 200 million masks monthly. Now, kind of a little issue there. Second, Newsom is kicking sand in the face of Donald Trump after Newsom's previous flattery, the coin of the White House realm, failed to produce results. If Trump can't manage to deliver supplies, there's no point in Newsom continuing the charade. Okay, but where is Newsom getting these masks? Where is he getting the masks? Now, we covered this the other day. And now all of a sudden, you know, we covered this, Rachel Maddow, remember he said that he's got this nonprofit consortium out there that's committed in working with foreign governments to make the mask for California and then export them to California. Ah, stay tuned and we'll find out which country that is that he's dealing with. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today.
That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, of course. NewCaliforniaState.com. So where does Gavin Newsom get the masks? Well, I think we got an answer for you. This is Newsom. California's enormous mask order won't disrupt supply chain. Politico, 2 days ago. Governor Newsom provided very little information on state's $1 billion coronavirus mask purchase. Oh, the Tribune News Service. Governor Newsom secures $200 million medical masks per month for California. Wow. In other words, Washington Times. Gavin Newsom, $1 billion mask buy has California lawmakers. What's that mean? California lawmakers want a fuller accounting. Oh, no. Oh, meaning we have to account for this? Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Newsom buys masks from... Shocking. Capital Political News and Review. No. Come on. You guys are just joshing me. These are all the stories now about the mask business, okay? There's just a ton of them. And 16 hours ago, News Times... California lawmakers want a fuller accounting of Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to buy $500 million protective. Listen, this is just, he does not know the difference between $500 million and a million and a billion. Somewhere in between million and billion is $500 million. Because, you know, two of those $500 millions equal a billion. What you think about, there's 40 million people in California. I mean, you get the number differential there. It's just huge. You're going to need all those to be, and you know, again, the numbers don't jive. they just don't jive. I think what we had, they say 400 plus individuals have died from this altogether. There's not a lot of people sick with this thing. Now, I hate to embarrass the governor, but, you know, this is like really embarrassing. And now people are, like myself, and I'm sure you are, asking questions like, why does that happen? Okay, now, I'm going to go with Politico because they were buffing him up, okay? This is a two-day-old article. Show you how this all goes. Newsom's California enormous mask order won't disrupt supply chain for others. Okay, after California ordered 200 million masks a month to protect essential workers for coronavirus, will states and nations elsewhere lose out? Gavin Newsom says no. Newsom announced Tuesday night that California, which boasts the fifth largest world economy, will channel nearly $1 billion towards obtaining 200 million masks a month for California's healthcare personnel, grocery store clerks, homeless outreach teams, and other frontline workers at heightened risk for coronavirus. Problem is, there's not a big risk of coronavirus in California. It's not there. It says the market-altering magnitude of that purchase spurred questions about whether California would effectively compete with similar efforts across America and beyond, driving up prices and exacerbating an already dire shortfall of medical equipment. But Newsom predicted the effort would have the opposite effect by augmenting the available supply. Aha. We are not just looking at supplies in a scarce marketplace where it's a zero-sum game. We are being additive. We are being additive, Newsom told reporters, saying California, in this case, has been a catalyst to increase supply that will not only avail itself to the state of California, but across the country and potentially in other parts of the globe. This guy is thinking about everybody in the globe. Governors in other virus-stricken states like New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, have bemoaned a fragmented procurement system that leaves states vying for the same finite stock of supplies, a situation Cuomo likened to a bidding war on eBay. But Newsom in California said California was looking to collaborate with other states, citing incipient efforts to coordinate with procurement counterparts and saying other governors have had a favorable response. So it's a federal problem, right? They go on to say the nation-state business in this article. Okay, I'm done with that one, but I'm going on to the next one. I ain't stopping. I'm not backing down. Okay, the next one comes out 12 hours ago. Governor Newsom provided this is from Tribune News Service on MSN. Uh-oh. When you make such a huge statement, people kind of go, what? So Los Angeles Times is calling it out. That's where this is. California lawmakers demanded details about Governor Newsom's agreement to spend $1 billion on protective masks needed to combat the state's coronavirus outbreak, saying there has been too little transparency in spending those taxpayer dollars. Shocking, shocking. We're getting very little information, said Democratic Assemblyman Phil Ting of San Francisco. Chairman, his name is Ting, so that's why I went Ting. I'm sorry, I'm losing it. What is wrong with me today? It's every day it's something wrong, right? Every day there's an issue. Said Democratic Assemblyman Phil Ting of San Francisco, chairman of the Assembly's Budget Committee. We have great trust and faith in the governor, but we also have a job to do to ensure that every dollar he's spending can stand up to scrutiny. Now, I want you to, he says to can stand up to scrutiny. Doesn't mean he's spending it the right way, but can it stand up to scrutiny? Get it? Newsom announced the agreement to purchase 200 million masks in an interview with Rachel Maddow. Yeah, some 150 million of the masks, he said, would be N95, masks that are seen as critical to protecting healthcare workers. He said that the state would also purchase 50 million traditional, but there's little certainty or clarity so far about the details of the agreement. Do I think it's the right moves? Yes, said Democratic Senator Holly Mitchell of Los Angeles. Okay, but now there's even the Democrats are questioning this. Shocking. They question this because they know a billion from a million. And they're going, what they're doing is Democrats are going, hey, you're spending way too much. That money should come to me for my projects. Right? And what about the schools? I don't know what about those schools. You know, I'm sure the schools would benefit by having a lot of that money. But, you know, that's okay. He's overspending on something and buying something he doesn't even need. He can get everything else from the federal government. He doesn't even need these things. Man, he just got changed $1 billion in his pocket all over the place. Well, seemingly so. I think that's probably the thing I'm getting at. I'm blowing through this one. This is too good here. Says this is 2 days ago, so that one is just a few hours old. Newsom secures 200 million medical masks per month. This is U.S. News and Review, U.S. World News. Okay, now this is interesting. Let's see what their angle is, and they may have. It says California has secured deals with non. Okay, this is good. This tells you how he's doing the deal. And I want you to pay a big attention to this. I want you to pay big attention to this as I read it. California has secured deals with nonprofits and a manufacturing company to supply the state with 200 million medical masks on a monthly basis, according to Governor Newsom. 200 million. Whew. The Democratic governor told MSNBC Rachel Maddow on Tuesday that night that, okay, blah, blah, blah. We decided to use our purchasing power and have sourced upwards of 200 million medical masks, the governor tweeted. In the coming weeks, we'll see those supplies coming to California from a variety of sources. Okay. And then he tweeted this. This is the tweet. I got the tweet. This is, where is he saying, this is Mad Cow's article. Here it is.
How are you doing on supplies and protective equipment?
Here we go.
For health workers? Do you have a date on the calendar where you feel like you will have your hands around the problem in terms of supplying doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers with everything they need?
Substantively so. Look, we've been competing against other states, against other nations, against our own federal government for PPE, coveralls, mask shields, substantively N95 masks. We're not waiting around any longer, and we're no longer interested in the progress that we were seeing in the past. In the last 48 hours, we have secured, through a consortia of nonprofits and a manufacturer here in the state of California, upwards of 200 million masks. On a monthly basis.
Okay. You heard what he said. Manufacturer here in California. Let's back it up so you get the lie.
We have secured, through a consortia of nonprofits and a manufacturer here in the state of California.
In California. Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh.
Upwards of 200 million masks on a monthly basis that we're confident we can supply the needs of the state of California, potentially the needs of other Western states. And so we just inked a number.
Other Western states. Let's hold that thought because, you see, I was talking earlier in the first hour, I think it was the first hour, about how he's laying down the groundwork to create a regional zone that could quite possibly secede from the Union, which would suit George Soros and the Chinese Communists really well. And who would that be made up of? Washington State, Oregon, Nevada, at first. And he's already in negotiations with Illinois and with New York. Now, it's kind of interesting. The new California state movement is in negotiations and been in a long time in negotiations because they're actually doing what we're doing in the state of Illinois. Yeah, the state of Illinois. They're following along, and they're going to be the 52nd state. New York could be the 53rd state. And then we have Oregon, who's starting to negotiate with new California folks, me and other people, to form a new state there. The right way, a constitutional way, of course. He's not talking about that. He's talking about regionalism, regional governance, by which what he can do is just take power. And who's going to take it from him? But he's going to get a monoparty system, which they're trying hard to get right now in Oregon. They already have it in Washington. They already have it in Illinois. They already have it in New York. You see the power grab that can happen. They'll just secede from the union and say, we're done. As dictators, we're going to do that. Collective dictatorship is what we call that. So you have a dictator in Cuomo, Pritzker, Brown. No, that's Braun, I'm sorry. Kate Braun. Newsom, get it? Sisolak in Nevada, get it? That's what they're going to try and do. That's what they envision. It's not going to happen because you do have a constitution. And we have been in play here in this constitutional process for a long time. 7 constitutional conventions by the end of this year. We've already got 6 under our belt. We've got 22 or 23 resolutions completed already. We've formed a government. We've declared our independence. We've got 95 grievances. Yeah, 95 grievances. Against this kind of guy, the dictators. I'm just saying. Now, out of the 41.4 million N95 masks distributed across the state during the pandemic, only 1 million have come from the federal government, the Los Angeles Times reported. California must make an initial payment of $495 million to secure its new mask supply, according to the letter from the state's Department of Finance. We're confident we can supply the needs of the state of California and potentially the needs of the western states, he told them. The mass of the suppliers to be released, but Politico says the names of the mass suppliers have yet to be released, but Politico reported that the suppliers include a California-based nonprofit, a California-based manufacturer, and suppliers in Asia and a technology company that cleans N95 masks for reuse. Let's see what it says in retrospect for the other one. Oh, what's this one? Newsom buys masks from Chinese company, props up China's economy. Political review. Shocking. Don't you find yourself shocked by this? Steve Frank reporting on this one. The Chinese lied to the world and we have a pandemic. We need medicines. Most of our drugs are produced in China. Our very lives have been harmed by the Chinese. CalPERS has a $3.5 billion investment in firms owned by the Chinese Communist Party. So where does Governor Newsom buy face masks? On Wednesday, Newsom and his aides singled out BYD America, which manufactures electronic buses in Lancaster, California, and has been a beneficiary of California's efforts to combat climate change. Mark Giordici, Newsom's Director of Office of Emergency Services, said BYD has a direct reach back into China to be able to build a sustainable amount of monthly masks that will be coming to assist us. BYD America is a subsidiary of BYD, a Chinese company partly owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. 1 month ago, BYD announced that it had completed the world's largest mass-produced face mask plant, capable of producing 5 million masks a day and 300 bottles of disinfectant. Yep, from a Chinese firm. Well, what does BYD regularly build? Trains for the choo-choo to nowhere. In fact, The state of California, via Gavin Newsom, is propping up the Chinese economy, making a profit while killing thousands of Americans. In a war, do you trade with the enemy? Newsom and Democrats do. And one of the richest people in the world, Warren Buffett, doesn't care where his next $1 billion comes from. Jackie Botts, Dan Moreno, and Cal Matters wrote this. The art of the deal, California's alliance could solve the nation's mask shortage. Yeah. From one communist state to another, huh? That's the way it goes. Business relationships. Boy, this is just supposed to be some really good things, huh? Create a crisis, then profit from it. That's what the Chinese are doing, as Americans die and people die around all around the world. But also so does our economy. That's what we're doing here. Propping up China's economy. So, we know he's supporting the communist Chinese in all this. That's a good thing, huh? We need masks, after all. Yeah, so anyway, we've outed Mr. Newsom on this. This is something that's pretty unspectacular, but it's true. And I know a lot of people might be shocked by that. You shouldn't be. This is the way the game is played with him. But the latest with his good buddy, who helped the cause of this, new German study finds coronavirus mortality rate at 0.37%, 10 times less than flawed World Health Organization numbers that sent global community into a panic. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Hoover Institute. Victor, is mass surveillance, whatever this is, should we be asking questions now and not later?
Yeah, I think we should. It's a bad idea. It'll end up creating two castes of citizens, those who test positive and have antibodies, and then they're free to do more things, and the ones that don't. So we don't want to do that. What we're interested in is the number, not the individuals. We want to know how many cases, how many people have antibodies, because we've been working with an unknown denominator, a denominator that's false, and that has given all sorts of misinformation. Once we do representative surveys and we find out who has antibodies and what the percentage of the population is that have had the virus, that's the key, not the individuals. And then we can really get an accurate idea of what the lethality rate, and that will lead to greater confidence and allow us to go back to normalcy. But we don't want to have individuals stigmatized. I have the virus, I have immunity, I have antibodies, you don't. Each person can, they'll have their own ID or they'll have their own information that they were exposed and now they're somewhat immune, and they can deal with that as they want. We do not want the government, mm-hmm. especially in conjunction with Silicon Valley, from what we've known about data mining, Google, et cetera. We don't want them anywhere near this with individual names in some data bank. It's a bad idea.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, what's amazing, Victor, is that the ACLU, it's supposed to be this, you know, big advocacy group for our civil rights or standing up for our rights. But here's what he said about COVID tracking. Whatever decisions or policies are implemented with respect to responding to this catastrophe have to be those that are demanded by public health officials and experts, as opposed to others in government, particularly people in security or law enforcement business. Now, wait a second. So, Victor, if I get this right, medical bureaucrats can give their imprimatur to track you. That's good. But if law enforcement or the politicians accountable to the people come up with something, that's bad. It's crazy.
I'm very wary of people on the left in national crises, because they're supposedly the purported protectors of civil liberties. But when you look at Woodrow Wilson and the suppression of the First Amendment in World War II, or Earl Warren and FDR and the Japanese internment, or even Abraham Lincoln, suspension of habeas corpus in places where he shouldn't have done it, it's not a good idea. And there, remember that the pressure on Donald Trump to enact the War Production Act and nationalize companies, he was resisting that. That came more from his opponents on the left. So I think it's a bad idea. We didn't need it in 57, Laura. We didn't need it in 2009. We didn't need it in 2017.
Is Victor Davis Hanson talking about rights that we need and need to maintain? And we need to maintain them now. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Stay strong, America. We're exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's